Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between Wisconic Inc. and Manufacturing Revitalization Corporation of America. Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between Wisconic Inc. and Manufacturing Revitalization Corporation of America. Wisconic Inc., a Wisconsin-based company established in 1994, is known for its custom injection molding services and high-end kitchenware products. The buyer, Manufacturing Revitalization Corporation of America, MRCA, based in Dallas, TX, invests in American manufacturing companies to revitalize them. MRCA's mission includes enhancing employee wellness, processes, machinery, and communication. Kevin Azevedo, general partner at MRCA, praised Benchmark Nashville for understanding the needs of both buyers and sellers. Matthew Kikalis, senior transaction director at Benchmark International, expressed confidence in MRCA's vision. For more information, contact Benchmark International at the provided contact details.
Understanding stonework repair. Signs a property needs professional attention. Nickel Masonry and Construction in Vancouver has put together a blog outlining signs that indicate stonework requires professional attention. Cracking and fragmenting, discoloration and staining, mortar deterioration, and water infiltration are all red flags. Professional stonemasons have the material knowledge, specialized techniques, and advanced tools needed to address these issues effectively. When choosing a professional, look for experience in historic restoration, licensing, insurance, and a solid portfolio. Nickel Masonry and Construction offers expert stonework repair services in Vancouver and surrounding areas, ensuring the beauty and durability of any property. Contact them today for a consultation.
Welding Supply and Welding Gas Store launches new URL. Tollgas, a leading provider of specialty industrial gases and high-purity chemicals, has launched a new URL, tollweldingsupply.com. This update aims to enhance user experience and provide a more accessible platform for customers to access a wide range of products and services, from argon gas to welding supplies. The new website will maintain the same high-quality industrial gases, welding supplies, and expert customer support. To celebrate the launch, special promotions and discounts are being offered for online purchases made through the new URL. Tollgas encourages customers to visit the site and take advantage of these limited-time offers. For more information, visit tollweldingsupply.com or contact customer service at customerservice@tollgas.com or 763-551-5374.
Millennial Potash achieves key milestone with 70% Banyo project interest. Millennial Potash has achieved a significant milestone by securing a 70% interest in the Banyo Potash project. This was made possible through the filing of a preliminary economic assessment and milestone payments totaling $300,000 and 1 million shares of MLP. The PEA report highlights the potential for a cost-effective solution mining operation, projecting an annual production of 800,000 tons of granular muriate of potash. With a low capex of $480 million and opex of 61 per ton MOP, the project shows a strong post-tax NPV of $1.77 billion and an IRR of 32.6%. Millennial Potash plans to move forward with additional drilling at the North Target to further expand the resources.
Laser Photonics, NASTA H1 Milestones Update. Expanded and upgraded product offering, deepened partnerships, successful anti-drone laser tech testing, and more. Laser Photonics has had a productive first half of the year, with expanded and upgraded product offerings, deepened partnerships, and successful anti-drone laser technology testing. The company has launched advanced lasers for cleaning, cutting, and drone defense. They have also partnered with companies like Brock and Echelon One Solutions to bring their laser technology to new markets. In addition to product and partnership developments, Laser Photonics has focused on marketing efforts to build name recognition and boost sales. The company has also expanded their research and development efforts, including testing a laser prototype for destroying small-scale unmanned aerial systems. With 6 more months to go in 2024, Laser Photonics is poised for continued success. LifeZone Metals advances sustainable battery metal production with Tanzanian projects. LifeZone Metals, led by CEO Chris Showalter, is making strides in sustainable battery metal production with their Tanzanian projects. The company, listed on the NYSE, is focusing on their flagship nickel project in partnership with BHP, leveraging their expertise in hydrometallurgy to bring nickel, copper, and cobalt to market. They are working on a definitive feasibility study for the Kabanga project in Tanzania, aiming for completion by Q3 2024. By utilizing clean processing methods, LifeZone Metals is committed to reducing environmental impact and supporting the global transition to cleaner energy. These initiatives not only benefit the market, but also contribute to sustainable mining practices. Tanzania's infrastructure investments further position the country as a regional hub for beneficiation, unlocking growth opportunities. Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between Fredericksburg Machine and Steel, LLC, and SRF, LLC. Benchmark International has successfully facilitated the transaction between Fredericksburg Machine and Steel, LLC, also known as Viking Steel Fabricators, and SRF, LLC, also known as Chesapeake Bay Steel, Inc. Viking Steel Fabricators, with over 70 years of operation, specializes in steel fabrication, installation, and historic preservation services, boasting a strong customer base with 80% repeat customers. Chesapeake Bay Steel, established in 1962, focuses on steel fabrication and erection, offering a wide range of services. The addition of Viking Steel Fabricators enhances their strategic growth plans. Both companies are family-owned and operated. For more information, contact Benchmark International at the provided contact details.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.